And let's have a chat to Matty Dyer. Looking forward to seeing once again front page in action in Sydney this weekend. He's a marvel, this horse, who's won $2.5 million in prize money, and it was another gutsy win in the Galaxy. Hello, Matt. How are you?
I'm very well. How are you going?
Very well, very well. I know you've only had him for a few starts, but he just keeps putting in each and every time, doesn't he?
Yeah, absolutely. He's a ripper, and we're learning about him all the time. I think I learned a lot last preparation, and we've laid a really good foundation for this prep, obviously kicking off in the Galaxy. His run was outstanding. He had the stamp pretty urgent from a wide gate, and it probably just was, you know, what got him beat in the end, the barrier. He went down narrowly, but really good effort. He's done very well since, and looking forward to stepping him out again on Saturday.
He's drawn a good gate on Saturday, and it looks a really winnable race. Are you pretty confident?
Absolutely. I think I can't have him any better placed, and the set weights and penalties group three is perfect for him. If he was in a group three handicap, he'd have around 59, and there'd be horses with 53 chasing him. Whereas with this, he can't get penalised for his Kosciuszko wins, and he only carries 56. So I can't have him placed any better, and I can't have him going any better. So I do think he'll run extremely well.
I know last year, Jeff Giroux, who's still major owner, had a crack at the Goodwood. Is there any thoughts of heading back to Adelaide now? It's worth $1 million.
Some thoughts, but the problem with the Goodwood is, and going back to my point I just raised on the set weights and penalties, the Goodwood's the only Group 1 in Australia that actually penalises for the Kosciuszko. Mm. And it's a restricted country race, but it does give a weight penalty for the Kosciuszko. So that is what has us a little bit against the Goodwood. He's a little bit poorly weighted under that scale. So he'll most likely look to target the Doomben 10,000.
Yeah, it looks a nice race for him as well. So he's the favourite that we should be getting our cash from in the Hallmark Stakes. You've got two other runners as well. What can you tell us about Occhiata in race two?
Yeah, Occhiata's done a great job this preparation. Deserves a crack at a highway race. She's won three of the last four races for us, and confidence is right up. I think if she's drawn well, and I think she can run a bold race. What she lacks in sort of brilliance, she makes up for in sort of real tradesman-like. If she gets a good speed on, which she looks to get on Saturday, I think she'll run well. And the other fellow, Mystery Shot, is in an extremely hard race. He is going well, the old boy, and he needs to get on the board and start his preparation. So right then in the weights, if he gains a start, I can see him running a bold race, most likely without winning.
Yeah, he's a horse we know very well down here. So he's the emergency in race number 9, because you've also got him entered tomorrow at Canberra as well. He's got 65.5, though, in that race.
Yeah, pretty much. Once we realised he might not get a run in Sydney, we have to kick him off this weekend. He's had a number of jump outs and he's busting to get to the races. So that's the reason he's in at Canberra as well. He'd carry 63.5 after the claim. But our preference is Sydney, but a decision will have to be made tomorrow morning.
Do you like anything at Canberra tomorrow?
Tomorrow, I thought in that same race, Toretto looked set to peak sort of third up, or get close to his peak third up to a more suitable distance, 1,400 metres. And I think he'll run really well.
Hey, Matty, good luck. Can't wait to see front page again. Fingers crossed he gets the job done.
Awesome. Thank you.
Matt Dale joining us there.